Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
Well, it's that time of the week where Joe and Cindy Farini join us for their My Marriage Matters segment. Been going on here for years at Moody Radio Cleveland, before we even got here, actually. And so we're grateful to carry on this legacy. Joe and Cindy, thanks for coming back on the show today.
Hey, good to be with you. Good morning.
First of all, a belated Happy Mother's Day to you, Cindy.
Well, thank you so much. It was nice to get your text the other day. Thank you.
Well, I care about you. You're like my work mom, kind of.
Thank you.
So,
mom.
So now, I have to ask the two of you as we start talking about teens here, have you been able to ascertain now that you've got most of your parenting in the rearview mirror, which was the most difficult phase for your marriage, do you think?
Ooh.
Was it the baby phase, the teen phase? What was it?
That's a good question.
I know what mine is, so I'm going to let Joe go first and
Uh-oh,
see
Joe.
What he thinks.
Pressure's on.
Thanks so much. I would say the newborn years, personally. I would say that's when the most intensive time is upon us as parents. And, of course, our situation was different than most with our Joey being special needs and his problems. But I would say, in general, that would be what I would say those years.
Cindy?
Yep, I would totally agree. At least
close
for
one,
us.
Joe.
Hey, I got that right.
Nailed it, bro. Victory lap. Sorry, Cindy, go ahead.
Because, I think because it was so demanding. If a baby cries, they need attention somewhat soon.
Right.
You know, we're watching our grandkids this week. They're ages 8 and 5. And I just love this age. I feel like it's just more smooth sailing. They understand things. You can tell them what to do, when to do it, what your thoughts are. They can express themselves. But when you have little babies, it's like whack-a-mole, you know, like what thing do I fix right now? Is it the dirty diaper? Is it the child? Is it the 2-year-old that needs help? That to me was just overwhelming.
And you know, for the most part, I agree with you. However, I've reached a phase now where I keep reminding myself when they were babies, I could mess up and they'd have zero memory of it. But now the stakes are higher because I'm going to hear about this the rest of my life, you know?
There is truth to that.
There is truth, absolutely.
But you know, somebody wrote to you guys about the teenage years to say it's not just an issue of remembering things that you do, but how do you find time for each other in teen years? Because teens are even more aware of what's happening. So I think there's a lot of aspects of marriage that can be more challenging.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, the thing is, like we just started with babies and preschoolers and how busy that is. Mm-hmm. But I will say that in high school, you're busy in a different way. And so this person who asked this question, actually, we went back and forth quite a few times on private email. And she was welcoming that we put this on the air today and said, I'm going to definitely be listening.
Aww.
So I hope she is.
Hello.
But,
hey.
Hello, everybody. But anyhow, so one of the things I think that... that I think is really important is there's things that we can teach our children all along the way that will help us later on when they get to be teens. And I just really feel, and first of all, I was looking at an article from the Wall Street Journal. It actually was from a couple of years ago, but it was reposted. And it was just talking about the things that teenagers need.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just share real quick some of what their needs are and then really address this question. So, you know, they need to learn things like reasoning and decision making. And you can be doing that as early as 11 and 12, where you're really intentional about those kinds of things. I think 13 to 14, you're going to find all teens are very emotional. Their hormones are changing and they react sometimes rather than respond. So those are the kinds of things that they need help navigating. As they get a little bit older, they get to be a little bit more of risk takers. And so we have to really help them to understand fear and the lack of fear. And, you know, sort of my thing where you say there's a fine line between fun and foolish. And then, you know, as
I've
they
used
get
that
a little
a lot.
Bit,
is this fun?
I do.
Or is this foolish? You tell
foolish.
Me.
And then as they get a little bit older, one of the things the article said is that they become, in about 17 or 18 years of age, their IQ begins to increase, and yet they still need to understand how to learn judgment calls and decision-making, planning, and organizational skills. So with that thought in mind, I think we have to take a step back and say, when these years are so busy, is it all the activity of all the things that they are in as important as what we have to teach them emotionally, physically, mentally. And so I would encourage parents from very young ages to begin to teach their children different skills, different chores around the house that help the parents too. And these parents particularly are homeschoolers. So the fact that they don't have a lot of time together might tell me that they're still doing a lot of the things that their children could be helping with.
Right.
So as they're teaching some of these other things like, you know, reason and decision making, they can be helping them in how to learn how to do things like sorting as little children, how to do things around the house that can help the parents so that the parents are freed up to help them get their kids to wherever they need to go. I'm kind of guessing they probably aren't driving age yet. We didn't address that, but that's a big thing. 15-year-olds have a lot of activities and yet they're not able to drive.
Yeah, and you know, Sarah and I are finding that we really we have to fight to even have any time together now that we're starting this kind of chauffeur phase you're talking about, just running all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we do this? How do we make time for our marriage in the midst of the craziness of this schedule with teens?
Right. Well, you know, the same approach that Cindy took with the children, it works really well with husbands too. developing developing lists and developing creating a strategy, a schedule, if you will. You know, making a list is an absolute essential. I mean, there's absolutely no escaping the need to do that. That worked well for our children. They understood right from the get-go when we asked them to do something. It was reinforced with that list. And really making a list allows you to delegate more things. It really multiplies your efforts and it helps you get things done around the house more effectively, more efficiently as well.
Should we check it twice as well, or just leave it?
Nice.
Sometimes it's necessary.
I'm glad Joe appreciated
only if
that.
We have to.
Now, I actually just this weekend I experimented with that very idea, and you're totally right on this. I can just kind of give you a big amen. I knew for Mother's Day Sarah had to work, and when she got home, she loves coming home to a clean house, and so I had to make this long list of chores, and it went better than just barking out to my kids what to do so they could see what they had to get done and then cross it off. Really worked well.
And I think because then they have control over their timing of it too.
Yeah.
They get to be the ones in charge for a little bit.
And then we got cookies at the end of it. So that helped too.
Sure.
So,
cookies help everything.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And you know, all that reinforcement is wonderful. Whatever. I always think that you need to know what is your child's carrot. You know, what are you going to put in front of them that they're going to reach for and complete their, not only their tasks, but the things that they're learning emotionally as well. And so I feel like you have to know your children. Mm-hmm. My girls love going to youth group. And so I used to tell them, I am not driving, taking my time to drive you to youth group when you have not taken your time to practice the piano or to get your chores done.
And
so I think, and it did work, but
would not have worked for me.
Child's.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's the thing, you know, if your children want a cookie at the end of their chores, I think that's incentive. You know, some people say it's a bribe. That's fine too. Call it a bribe. Call it incentive.
It works.
It works.
Whatever term you want to use.
That's right. I think it's important.
What about the wife who perhaps is like this mom who wrote to you, maybe the homeschool mom or just the real busy kind of mom who manages the household, getting frustrated with the husband who can't keep up with her list? I mean, I got to be honest, sometimes it's hard for me to keep up with Sarah. She's just going so fast.
Sure. And I would say I'd be in that category as well. But here's the thing. I think if, you know, Joe sometimes would come home, and this is not a bash on guys. This is just how many men are. He would not necessarily notice the laundry basket sitting smack in the middle of the room because that's not his thinking
priority.
Is not his thinking and or priority. And so he would just say to me, tell me what things you need for me to help with, and I am happy to help. And so if this wife would just take a few minutes and sort of have that talk with her husband, but also if there's a certain way she needs or likes to have a certain thing done. I never cared how my towels were folded because in a minute they're out back out in the laundry again. So I never cared. But if there's a thing that you'd like done a certain way, then you need to not only train your children, but maybe train your husband. And I don't mean that in a demeaning way. I mean that just in a way that he's not going to care in the same way maybe that you do. So just take that opportunity and say, okay, if you don't mind, fold it this way. Or can you help in the kitchen and can you, you know, do something, you know, a certain way.
But I must say, you guys, you must learn to fold your tiles the way your wife likes to have them folded. I'll just say that.
That's a really important thing. Yes. But what do you say to the wife though, who's listening, very frustrated, saying, look, I've got a bunch of kids. I'm not his mother. He can look around and figure out what needs to get done. I don't want to have to tell him what to do.
Yeah, we're looking at each other on this one.
Well, I actually have a thought on this because I don't think it's just a man thing. Like, I've had roommates who just don't see it. Like, they just, and it's like, to me, I'm like, I walk out and I see everything at one moment. And I'm like, this is everything that needs to be clean now. And they're like, la, la, la.
Part of that is training.
Yeah, part of it is the training. But also, I just think that there are some people who just don't see it until you start to say, oh, hey, can you help me do this? And you just have to sometimes say it like it is. Not, hey, you're the worst, but can you help me with this? That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah. I think guys in general just need a little help in this area.
I do.
Especially in the teenage. Yeah. You think so too, Brian?
Oh, big time. And it frustrates my wife sometimes, but I think the key for me is that I've had to not have her have to ask me every time. I need to listen and pick it up. Like, she shouldn't have to ask me to take out the garbage. After a few weeks, I should just do it, of her saying
That's
she
right.
values that.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, absolutely right. And I'll say this from a different angle as well, and that, you know, about the teenage years is when a guy in his career, he's getting a lot busier in his career. His work is getting a lot maybe overwhelming for him. And so it's going to take a little bit more focused attention by him. And this is where the wife needs to be gently nudging, whatever the word is, or you're using here today, to encourage him to think about these things, because quite honestly, his focus is he has a lot on his mind right now with his career and his business during these teenage years.
Well, it's 7:23. We're just about out of time. Any final thoughts and tips on how to reach out to you, Cindy?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, this is a great question. I thank the listener for asking it, and I hope we gave them a few ideas of things to do. It's always great to get your kids involved in the things that you're doing in the home. It just makes it more of a family thing, you know? So I hope that this was helpful. Anybody else who wants to get in touch with us, you can privately email me on my Facebook page if you want, on Messenger. But if you want to come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook, we would love to have you come there. Click like, and every day we post a little something just to get you thinking. And we also have a website, joeferrini.com or cindyferrini.com. Takes you to the same place, and you can email us through there anytime.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Yeah, thanks, you guys. Always appreciate your advice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great week.
Have a good day.